I am abundant. I am love. I am successful. I am on time. I am living a happy, loving marriage. This and much, much more, the secret power of I am on this Law of Attraction podcast.
It's time for you to be empowered. The Secret Temple and Law of Attraction with Miracle Mentor and Alchemy Life Coach, Robert Zink. And now, America's Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. I am your Miracle Mentor, your Alchemy Life Coach, Robert Zink, and welcome to this special Law of Attraction podcast. Today we're talking about the unstoppable power of I am. But where did this phrase I am really come from? We're starting to see that it is being used in various metaphysical circles, but it has its roots back a long, long time ago. And it has a little bit of esoterica attached to it that you might find interesting. The power of I am is the power to codify who you are right now, at this moment, because that's all you can talk about, this moment. And think about it. All day long, we oftentimes make negative I am statements. I am tired. Well, we'll shorten it. We'll say I'm tired. It's the same thing. I am tired. I am running late today. I can't get organized. These are all negative affirmations, and when we emotionalize them, they reach deep into the subconscious mind and they become incantations or a type of self-magic on the subconscious mind. So we are using this phrase all the time. The question is, what would happen if we began using the I am phrase on a conscious basis, emotionalized it, visualized it, and turned it into a positive incantation? Well, let's go back to that esoterica first. Many, many years ago, according to the book of Exodus in the Holy Bible, Moses was drawn to the top of a mountain. Now, understand, in almost all ancient symbolism, the mountain really is a symbol of going inward and upward within yourself. I'm not saying that there wasn't a literal mountain. That's a matter of faith. What I am saying is that the mountain always represents a challenge and always represents going upward and inward. And so it's this climb up the mountain, the sacred mountain of initiation. Because as you go through different ring pass knots on the mountain, you go through different experiences. And these experiences teach you different things about life and how to survive in the world and how to maximize your time here. And that's really what initiation is. As Moses continues to climb, he's following a light at the top of a mountain. Now, in the Kabbalah, that light would be Keter, because Keter would represent the top of the tree. And Keter is a light. It's the infinite light above your head. It's the light that emanates from the Godhead. It's the light that fills up the earth, the sky, space, everything. That invisible light, not the light of the sun, but that invisible light that comes from source energy. Keter has a name. I'll tell you what that name is here in a second. But so Moses is climbing up this mountain, and he gets up there and he sees this burning bush. And this bush is not consuming anything, indicating that it feeds off of its own inner spirit. It doesn't need external fuel like everything else on this planet. Everything on this planet needs external fuel. Everything requires it, from trees to human beings. We all require something externally to survive. This bush that was burning did not require external fuel. It was burning on its own inward power, its own inward light. It was consuming itself, and yet there was nothing being consumed. Eternal light, eternal wisdom, eternal knowledge. And here's the secret here. So Moses says, well, what am I to call you? What is your name? And the bush, the light, replies back, Ehaya Ashur Ehaya. I am that I am. Listen to me now. This is perfect now energy. This isn't, I need to be fueled by something, which always requires a future and a past. This is perfect now. I am that I am. That's what it means in English. So, literally, it means I am that I am. Esoteric scholars and Kabbalists have studied this phrase and the context in which it is in the Bible and in the book of Exodus. And interestingly enough, they say it literally means I am that I am, but it more realistically means I will be what I will be. Oh, wow. I will be what I will be. Now, understand from an esoteric point of view and from an ancient point of view that while this mountain could be an external event in history, that's a matter of faith, it is certainly an internal event in a man who is learning the true power of the law of attraction. He's learning how to manifest a new reality. Because that burning bush doesn't represent something separate from himself. It represents his highest aspiration. Remember, we all come from Source. Therefore, we are an expression or part of Source energy or divine energy. So he's looking at his highest potential. I'm asking you now, are you ready to look at your highest potential? That you will be what you will be. That you are what you are. I am that I am. I will be what I will be. And when you are self-consuming, when you're not focused on what you will be based on what other people want, or on your fears, or on your doubts, or on your counter-intentions, but you are totally inwardly directed, you're clear on the inside. And so all this clarity works for you as you focus on what you will be. And then you declare it. And then you declare it. Through affirmation, incantation, visualization, emotionalization, action, you declare it. I am. What I was yesterday is not what I am today. What I was a week ago is not what I will be a week from now. I am something new. Because I declare it. Because I'm working from my internal power. I am emulating that light at the top of the mountain. Now remember what I told you on the top of the tree of life. The highest sephira, or energy sphere, or energy center, is infinite white light. It's infinite brilliance. It's called Keter. And Keter literally means I am. I am. So, at your highest level, you are not striving to become, you are. You're not wanting, I have to tell you folks, the most troublesome, difficult part of this job as a miracle mentor and alchemy life coach helping people around the world, the most challenging part is getting people out of the I want stage. Because the I want stage puts you all the way back down at the bottom of the mountain. You're all the way back down at the bottom of the mountain going, I want to climb the mountain. I want to go all the way up there and see what's that burning light at the top of the mountain. But when you're up there and you realize that that light is around you, it's above you, it's below you, it's in you, then you're no longer wanting. You are becoming. And that's the difference. That's why the law of attraction doesn't work for a lot of people, because they always remain in the I want stage instead of the I'm becoming stage. And it's very different. It's very, very different. You have the power to have it all. There is nothing outside of your ability to manifest, create the life you want. You see, when Moses is standing up there with that light that will not fire, that will not burn him, it surrounds him, it's above him, it's in him, it's through him. When Moses is in that position, incredible things are happening, because at that position, he is now co-creator of his reality. And that's what I'm calling you to become, a co-creator of your reality. We'll be right back after this important message.
The quality of your life and your ability to attract everything you want depends on focus, clarity, health, and vitality. Robert Zink and Rachel Haas have developed a powerful program to clear your chakras, thus giving you the focus, clarity, health, and vitality you need to live a productive, vibrant life. Order today the Chakra Cleaning and Mind-Body Healing Program from www.lawofattractionsolutions.com. This program cleans your energy centers, raises your vibration, and helps you to attract abundance, joy, and health. Visit www.lawofattractionsolutions.com to get this amazing audio program and enjoy the benefits of mind-body healing today.
And so the secret is to eliminate as much as we possibly can these I want statements. Or when you hear an I want statement, understand that it's okay to want it, but now you've got to transform it. You've got to start off with want. And then you've got to transform it to I am. I am. I will be. Remember, it is literally I am. It is esoterically I will be. So those two are both positive ways of expressing it. And then it's emotionalizing it. You know, I am driving my new convertible and it feels good. I am, you know, the owner of a new convertible, and it feels extraordinary. I am living a happy marriage filled with love, joy, passion, sex, you know, mystery, whatever else you want in your marriage. Okay, let's talk about some of these. Are you tired? I am tired. You see, that's a negative incantation. But it's a negative incantation. It's not, I want to be tired. Nobody ever says, I want to be tired. People say, I am tired. They declare it. They make it a reality. What you believe, you will express in your words. People oftentimes say, Robert, you know, when I work with you, you catch everything I say. It's like you're a mind reader. I'm listening to your words because your words express how you think. And how you think determines what you attract. You attract what you believe. I have a, a very dear friend. Love him with all my heart. And I, every now and then I will see him on Facebook and I will type him a positive affirmation. And I wrote one the other day. I said, money's too damn easy to make. And he wrote back, I have trouble with that one. I find myself locking up, you know, not believing it, kind of laughing at it, thinking it's ridiculous. And I said, well, that's exactly why you need to be saying it. That's exactly why you need to be emotionalizing it. That's exactly why you need to be visualizing it, because you do believe it's difficult to make, and therefore it will always be difficult as long as you believe. Remember, whatever, as Napoleon Hill says, whatever the mind of man can conceive and believe, it will achieve. I want to remind you to claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. Come on by our website, www.lawofattractionsolutions.com, and let's put miracles in your life. Okay, let's go through a few. I am generous. I am a volunteer. I am compassionate. I am supporting. I am abundant. I am a money attractor. I am special. I am warm. I am hardworking. I am strong. I am sensitive. I am kind. I am blessed. Well, I got to say that one twice, huh? I am blessed. I am patient. I am transforming. I am enough. I am wisdom. I am love. I am unique. I am passionate. I am ready. I am worthy. I am trusting. I am generous. I am humorous. I am giving. I am bold. I am caring. I am a great actor. I am a great actress. I am a dancer. I am courageous. I am successful. I am responsible. I am learning every day. I am serenity. I am playful. I am kindness. I am living in holiness. I am encouraging. I am powerful. I am healthy. I am vibrant. I am yoga. I am loving. I am passionate. I am patient. I am a good mother. I am a good father. I am a great husband. I am a great wife. I am trustworthy. I am sexual. I am on fire. I am motivated. Okay, I've given you enough to think about. You can add from there. Remember, your subconscious mind does not know the difference between reality and strongly emotionalized feelings and pictures and incantations. It doesn't know the difference. So why not fill your subconscious mind with all of these wonderful I am statements? I'm not asking you to lie to yourself. I'm asking you to change. I'm asking you to transform. I'm asking you to become. You cannot overestimate the power in I am statements. There is no limit to what you can do with it. That's from the Saint Germain Discourses. I am wonderful. I am capable. I am worthy and deserving. I am talented. I am magnificent. Everything that you want is locked up in your mind. And your mind, what it believes, what it chooses to believe, is what it will attract. And what it attracts is your reality. So when your reality is bumming you out, you need to change your beliefs. You need to change your mind so that you can have your miracle. I am strong. I am successful. I am joyful. I am loving. I am healthy. I am wealthy. Every time you use the words I am, you are calling on divine power to do whatever you are proclaiming. That's Dr. Wayne Dyer who said that. It's all within you. It's not anywhere else. You have the power to create the belief system and the reality you want. So how about this one? I am joyful. I am appreciative. I'm in love. Oh, that feels good. With life. I'm in love with my business. I am passionate. I'm always so lucky. I am always, not sometimes, I am always lucky. I'm always in the right place at the right time for the right opportunity. Hey, we're out of time. Are we? I guess we are. The clock says we're out of time. It's time to go. But thank you so much for listening to this podcast. Remember to subscribe to it on Blog Talk Radio or iTunes. We appreciate it. We appreciate those 5 stars you give us on iTunes. We're trying to hit 100. If you can help us, come on, please. We're doing it. We're reaching more people with a positive, enlightening message of personal empowerment and the law of attraction. Pay it forward now. Go out and do something good for somebody today. I am teaching people the law of attraction. Have a great day now. Bye-bye.